for the benefit of the podcast, this is Debbie McCracken, for those of you tuning in through the computer. And she's going to be our first speaker, and then she's going to hand it over to Nancy Wilson, who is our second speaker, and we're going to learn just a tad bit of goodies and meal planning and couponing, and I'm really excited. So here you go. Take it away.
Hi, you guys. Hey, I am Debbie, and I've been here a couple times, and I recognize most of you, but I see Marcy, you're the new gal. Hello, nice to meet you. I was asked to share on meal planning today, and I just want you to know that it's such a challenge. I know it is for you in your stage of life with your little people, and it's a great functional spot that we have in our relationships with our spouses, and maybe some of you have husbands that are blessed and with cooking skill. I did not. My husband is not, and that's worked out. But if you, he makes a mean thing of oatmeal in the morning, so that's positive. But anyway, I'm just sharing these thoughts with you today. I got married when I was 25 and came from a great family of bakers and cooks, and I think I'm and bakers and cooks, and so I had a great example, and we always had good food and lots of fun football gatherings and parties, and so I could see how it all came together when it was on the table. But what I didn't really know was just the structure of making that happen. I said Steve and I were married when we were 25, and we had no kids for about 9 years, not on purpose, but so we had a pretty easy time of meal prep, and we both worked full-time for half of that tenure, and so that was pretty simple. I did find myself running off to the store a couple times a week and just, oh my gosh, 4 o'clock, what's for dinner? Or on my way home from work, I just didn't have a plan. Well, I came across this gal who really taught me how to have a plan, and she has been a wonderful example to me. Her name's Emily Barnes. She's a great author of books about women and homemaking and just preparing homes and organizing, and she had a class based on her book called More Hours in My Day, and within that book was a whole thing on meal preparation, and I was privileged to go to her home and just sat under her teaching. It was just so great to get those skills, and finally I had some tools to make it happen without kind of being crazy. So I have 4 kids, and they're pretty much all teenagers. Chris will be 13 in March. She's my youngest, and Trevor is soon to be 15, and my oldest is almost 17. And you know what? It is just an amazing tenure we wives and mothers have, because I know every one of you, your day is so full, and it just keeps going. It changes, and it requires different things of you when they get to be older. You still have the food prep, and this is a great tool to help you as you march along those roads. This way of organization, as you can see right out here, I just put this whiteboard out every day when I prepare my menus, and I just allow my kids to see what's coming. And I have just found that it saves the age-old question of what's for dinner, what's for dinner, what's for dinner. And I don't know if your kids are at that place yet, but it'll come if they're not. And you know, it's a fun question, it's a nice question, but it's a question that constantly is coming. And this is a fun way to put it there, encourage them to learn their letters, and this is what's for dinner. Let's read. I mean, you can, at your stage, can just, turn that into a fun activity, actually, with all those cute little magnet letters, if you wanted. I love this approach because it really takes the stress out of your of the process. You, by having a plan, you're not getting to the second half of your day and, oh yeah, and then either jumping and running to the store or, you know, grabbing the thing of mac and cheese out once again to serve your husband. And you know what? I know that you guys are all such a team with your spouses, I trust. And it is just such a great thing to be able to put a meal on the table at the end of the day and sit down and say, okay, we did it. I think a couple other advantages to having a plan is it really saves you money. And I'm excited to hear what Nancy has to share today about coupons. That's something I honestly haven't done. The coupons I found over my lifespan haven't really been the items that I necessarily buy. So I'm really excited to see how to maybe find more, aside from milk and stuff like that that comes. But it is a great money saver to work within your budget. And I know that today in our economy, that's extremely important and relevant. And I just really encourage each of us to work hard at staying within our budgets. Not just because you can buy things on sale or things, you know, that is on your plan, but that you're not just grabbing things out of a whim. That's it. It's just nice to have that whim impulsiveness taken out of the picture. So whether you like to cook or whether you don't like to cook, it's just great to have this procedure in place. And truly, it is so simple. My tools involve a pencil, and I personally just use a spiral notebook and then your resources, your cookbooks, recipes that you got out of the paper or saw on Rachel Ray or whatever you do. And really and truly, this is so simple. It's just how it is. And then I have given all of you just one of the things I use. My cupboard is bare. And you may have your own, and you don't need to take this, so feel free. I keep this in my drawer where my silverware is in my kitchen so that if I, when I do sit down and make this, I just have this handy just right here so I can fill it up and then I'm set. So what I have done is I just grab my spiral notebook and I just write, for this week I wrote Thursday through Monday. My brother came into town and so I was needing to be very consistent in what I was going to serve, and I just didn't want to do any kid meals necessarily. So I had a better plan. More adult food, and honestly, you just write your 7 days a week on this paper and leave probably 4 or 5 lines in between, and between your cookbooks and your recipe boxes, figure out what it is that you like to fix. What are your kids' favorites? Some of the things that you brought down from your childhood, and I would just start there, and then I would open the door to your pantry and look inside and see what you have, see what's in your refrigerator, look at what's in your freezer, and really start from there to utilize all of the products that you have purchased in the past. And I don't know about you, but somehow there just seems to get kind of a stack going on in that pantry of, you know, life turns a corner and, oh, okay, well, and we went a different direction. And so I just really have been trying very hard this last 2 years to just look in there and see what it is that I can create a meal out of. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is to make the most use of our the product that we have within our home, so that it lessens the money that we spend at the store. So, like, grab your recipe. Right here I have meatloaf, which we all love, except for two. But I love it. It's a microwave meatloaf. And you know something? All I do is I will go on my list Monday through Sunday or whatever days you choose, and I just write meatloaf, and then I'll serve maybe mashed potatoes and a vegetable and then a bread, and then I will do that for each day. And then all I do is I get all that listed day to day, and then I grab my little grocery list And whatever I don't have in my pantry, I just pop on this list. And it's there. It's set. And sometimes I'll do this the day before, and so I'm ready to jump out the door and hit the store in the morning, because to me, it just works better as my kids are out the door on the bus. Then I'm ready to go, and out I'm just prepared and ready. This doesn't always happen. I am a real girl, and so it's, you know what? I feel so great when I'm ready to jump out at 8:30 and go. I think that when I said earlier that I do keep this little list in my drawer, I'm almost out of Ivory liquid soap for my dishes. So I just, it's so handy. Open the drawer, write it down, boom, you're done. And I think sometimes we moms, and you know, maybe you're better than me, but I keep stuff in my head so much, and then it's so cluttery up there, and I can't think, and it's a real problem. And I know with your little tiny ones calling your name and tugging at your jeans, and let's go here, and oh, fussing here and there. To have it on paper and to get it out of your brain is just a lifesaver. I love this because it really does. It gives you truly, it does give you more time in your day. It will give you more time because you're not emotionally all over the page. That has been a true experience for me, and it just really works. The other thing I would do, definitely, and you know, perhaps your lives are more consistent because of the ages of your people, but whether your husband travels, make sure and look at the calendar, your family calendar, and when he's not home, you know, fix your kid meals. Grab the, when Steve's gone or he's gone tonight, he has an overseer meeting. So, you know what? Okay, leftovers. It is a great thing. I love leftovers. And as you can see down here, I do have a day where I do serve leftovers. Now, I grew up with, and when I visit with my aunt and uncle, my uncle would have nothing to do with leftovers. Nothing. And so I just am so thankful that my husband is all over leftovers. So it works. Anyway, it's, but I would definitely check your calendar, because then you can plan accordingly who's home, who's not home. A funny thing, you know, my kids, the age of my kids, it is just a revolving door. And so it's nice to have this in order so that when I, tonight, what am I having tonight? So I'm having pork chops. So I know, it's on paper. So I don't necessarily need to know. It's okay. But I just know that, okay, great, I'm going to fix these. And Trevor's out, he's got basketball practice. And then, great, when he comes home, he'll warm it up. So sometimes we do it that way. Sometimes, truly, if Steve is gone and Trevor has this and that, we just flour tortillas, cheese and beans, and there we go. So, you know, it doesn't all have to be all perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. Let me see here. This is a very busy time for me. Steve's turning 50 in a month, and so is my best friend. And so I am party planning, and I'll tell you, the organizational stuff that this has taught me to do has just been so strategic and so helpful. This is so simple, and I just truly have your tools. Some of you may be more comfortable on the computer, and if you're one of those quiz people who can, you know, put it all out there and then zip it together, maybe your computer's in your kitchen, mine is not, that would be more convenient. Whatever works for you, I think that's such the key. And I love this plan. You can make it work for you. I have pork chops for tonight, but you know what? If life turns a corner today, I can get something else started and put those away. The nice thing is I have everything in my cupboard, and I'm ready to go. Some women do this for 2 weeks at a time. I have just chosen to do it for 1 week just because of the size of my fridge. It's just a normal size. And with all the milk in there that we drink, it's just suitable for our family. But I just encourage you so much. It is such a blessing to be, to have that feeling of being in charge of your home and in charge of your schedule in this regard. I think there's so much that comes at us that we feel like sometimes we're not such in control, and it's really pleasant to have this area in order so that you are relaxed and composed and you have your plan and you can go forward. I know I shared this with you all a while ago, several years ago, and so if I've forgotten something, please remind me. I honestly think that's pretty much, do you think? Any questions? Can I honor any questions?
It's a good day that you go shopping. I mean, for a better day in a week.
Well, I will say this. I strictly avoid Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I've gone on those days, and it is a zoo. I personally shop at Winco for most of my stuff, and it does take more time, and I don't know if any of y'all have been there recently. Oh, my goodness.
They remodeled it.
It is, you know, the Great Clips that was next door, or the GNC, or both, maybe. They took, Winco purchased that property, and they expanded their produce section into that arena, and they...
But everything's kind of changing around now. I don't know that they're...
No, it's the same, Katie. Yeah, but it's so much more. It is tons more bulk. And you know what? I had to say, because I've shopped there since we moved here, and it was smaller, and I did say, I mean, it's a thrill. It looks so nice. Truly, it's the right side that's much different. But they really do have I think their selection is better. It is just way bigger. So I was surprised. I just need to add more time because they've shuffled everything around. You know what, Wendy, I would say truly my best days are Tuesday or Thursday. But that's just for me. And I've found that if I can get out my door by 9, and you know, I know that, you know, I'm 50, my kids are teenagers, and that's not your scene. But so I can get out there and get it done early because it's a lot less people. But it is much busier than it was before.
Do you keep, like, frozen meals on hand? Not like you are prepared for the meals, but say, like, Costco or chicken, where you know in a pinch your plan changes.
You know, I do. I have those sirloin burgers from Costco in my freezer because that's what my kids love. And I also always have like cans of tomatoes and pasta so I can just boom a tomato sauce together. I really like to cook from scratch. But I do have some jars that are just handy dandy to just put together. So that is a useful tool. We all need a backup. And, you know, honestly, you know what? Peanut butter and jelly sometimes has to suffice. And that's okay. I think that's to honor our husbands and to bless our families. I think that's, you know, once in a blue moon, hopefully, for us to do that, to go that direction. I know some girls get together and have big freezer parties and cook all their meals and then freeze them. I guess I'm more of a fresh cook girl. I haven't done that very much, but sometimes when I make like a casserole or something, I'll split it in two and then save that portion for another time. Yeah. I have a problem. I really probably need a list that's in my freezer because I forget. And then I waste it. And I just feel sick that I've wasted. And, you know, honestly, today things are in a crunch. And so I did, when all this financial stuff really started coming to a head, I went out and I did make a list of what was in my freezer. And it was useful because I said, Debbie, we're going to go through this list and we're going to utilize everything in that freezer and make it work. Use it. You know, use your money that you've already spent. And that was a great thing. And I really did it. I think I have like three things left. So that freezer, that's probably a great idea to keep a list on what's in your freezer.
I know it's different now because you've been doing it for years, but about how long did it take you to sit down and kind of show you your cookbook and put together your meals?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I would just encourage you, just start with the meals that you normally serve. Use that organization to get in that routine. Go ahead.
I also ask your husband and your kids.
I mean, I ask them to give ideas of what they like, so at least I know that the kids will hopefully eat one or two meals that I make a week.
Absolutely. Because you know what, truly, it's such an honor to be a wife and a mother. It is the hugest honor. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like you're being honored. I do. And I'm getting a fresh new lesson in that arena. But you know something? It is. And God speaks so highly of us and who we are, especially Proverbs 31. It's such a huge affirmation of this, quote, ideal woman, this godly woman for the king to marry. And she is an ideal, and yet so worth rising as much as we can. But to bless them and to say, and to know, I mean, you know what your people like, and sometimes my kids will say, oh, can we have tacos? Yeah. So that's good to do that. But I would suggest, truly, it takes me about an hour to really start to finish with no interruption, because I don't do it when my people are around. Yeah. Just to start to finish, and I would encourage you to start with what you do, with simple what you already do, and just organize. And once you do it maybe for a week, then try, you know, fold in new ideas.
I just have a random Winco question for all you Winco shoppers. I live in Sherwood, so it's a drive. Is it that much cheaper to drive up there? I mean, would it be worth it?
Yeah, I live in Sherwood.
Do you?
Oh, good.
Have you too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But it is. Well, that's good to know, because I'm always Safeway Albertsons, but then I don't know how much
to only there's coupons.
Exactly. Safeway and Albertsons only
there's coupons.
So I can do all that.
But it takes a whole
lot. In fact, it's hilarious now because my kids know. If it's a green tag, yeah, it's okay to buy it.
Because we don't do anything.
So we'll go buy something that long and they're like, Mommy, it's green. I'm like, it's still not known, I'm sorry. If it's a green tag, it means it's a lesser price than it normally is. A yellow tag at Winco means that's just the price it is. But a green tag is that it's on sale. The girls are like,
and you know, I think what, and I remember the children pointing, oh, it's, you know, I know I encourage you all to take your children to the store before, and I still think that's a great idea. It's such good training and discipline, and let them see how it works, but make sure those things they're pointing at and are going in your basket are on your list. I think that's a big one.
Don't shop when you're hungry.
Don't shop when you're hungry. Good idea. Okay. Okay.
About how, end of your week, do you start, is there a certain day that you, plan to sit down and plan out your meals, or is it just whenever you have the time for next week, or?
That's a great question. You know, when I was putting this together, I thought that, this doesn't make sense. I'm planning on this day, but the meals are prepared for this day. And honestly, it doesn't matter. I usually do this on a Monday and then put it together for the week. So I think truly it's whatever day you have free time and consistently.
I just have a comment. I have started doing something similar, but I don't have a date. So I know that we'll probably eat four meals at home during the week or without leftovers. Mm-hmm. So I'll write up, spaghetti, salmon.
Wonderful.
So when I walk in the door after soccer breakfast at 5:15, I'm like, what are we having?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
But I'm not worth eating out. It saves so much money.
Good job. Oh, Kylie.
I don't put a date, only because I'm not in the mood for pork chops on Tuesday.
Yeah, and great, whatever works for you. I think truly it's just getting to the place of being organized and having a plan and make it your own so that you are saving money and you are blessing your family and you are in charge of this area. And it works. Okay, one last one and then coupon time.
I've been waiting for a couple weeks. Well, something similar to this.
Uh-huh.
And it takes me probably 35 minutes in the morning, or sometime during the day, 35 minutes sporadically, because then I have to get distracted, you know, here and there.
Right.
But they, seriously, you can do this. You can go through cupboards and, like, kind of just, like, assess and figure out 5 or 6 meals to do and write down for the grocery shopping and be good to go in about 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes.
That's so good. I mean, honestly, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works. Okay, coupon.
Okay, I'm going to take one of those and pass them around.
All right, I am speaking about couponing, and I'll tell you a funny story this morning. I was, you know, woke up and I was like, well, I'm really not that nervous about speaking, and I thought, well, maybe I am, and I was talking to Joe, and as I was talking to my husband this morning and was downstairs, I noticed a huge spider crawling across our ceiling, so I haven't really had a chance to think about what I've been speaking about this morning because I've consumed with trying to kill the spider, and I had to actually call my father to come and kill the spider for me, so, yeah.
But in Nancy's defense, she did end up killing
it. I ended up killing it. It got to a place where I could kill it. He's at work. No, he told me my 3 options were to leave it, pull the books out and get it, or call my dad. And I said, I'll go with option 3. I'll call dad. So anyways, on to, so I did, there were a couple of things I wanted to bring and I forgot in the midst of the spider incident. So I started doing this about a year ago, and it all started, I was an avid baby center .com follower, and on one of the threads I noticed that they were talking about these coupons that you could use at Target to get baby food, and my daughter was, I think she was 6 months at that point, so we were just getting to the point where she was starting to eat food, and you know, having to, I made all the baby food for my oldest, but I just didn't have the time and didn't want to do it for Ashley, so second child, that's what happens. But there's a coupon out that Target had, and it was, you get $1 off of 2 jars of baby food, and I was like, well, no, I don't know that that's really that great of a deal. Well, I started visiting this website, which is the first one listed, and it's afulcup.com, and the more I read about it, I thought, I'm going to go try this. And I ended up getting jars of baby food for 2 cents each and 4 cents each because they're regularly 54 cents, somewhere around there. So you get 2 of them for $1.04 or $1.08 and take $1 off, and they were 4 cents. So, you know, I called some of my friends and we had boxes of baby food. And so it was great. And I spent maybe $10 on baby food for Ashley and called it good. So that's kind of what got me into all of this. And then as I branched out, and I only focused on Target for the time being because it was the easiest thing for me to look at. And the more I've gotten into it now, it's been a year, and I feel like I can maybe tell more people about it and explain it a little bit better. But so I guess I'll share a couple deals, my best deals that I've gotten so far, and then I'll kind of go through my notes that I have. I have, some of you have seen that I have a good year and a half supply of baby wipes up in Ashley's closet, and I got them for free. They had, Target had a coupon. It was $3 off of 2 packages of Huggies products, and their wipes were $1.49 for a package of them. So I was getting 2 packages of wipes for free. So Megan and I each have shelves of wipes, so we don't have to buy those, and those are things you have to have. Diapers. Walgreens was having a huge diaper sale, and my mom got involved with this, and she was helping me not even buy diapers. After coupons, I had to buy things to cover what the coupons were taking off, because I had what's called overage. I had extra money left over. And so we were running on the store trying to find things to make up the difference of the coupons. So I got 45 packages of diapers for free that are in Ashley's closet that we're going through, and I'm hoping will last until
until I can potty train her. So, you know, that's just a couple, and those are things that you have to have. You know, you have to buy them. You can't get without diapers and wipes if you have little ones. So, some of the websites that I, the two websites that I frequent the most, the first one is afullcup.com. Make sure you get the A in front of a full cup. Otherwise, you go to a whole different website. And then if you go to a full cup, you don't have to register. You know, a lot of these ask you to register and get a name. You don't have to. You can just visit. In order to post online and post in the forums, you have to register. But if you just want to read and see what's going on, you can just go in as a guest. But for both afullcup.com and slickdeals.net, if you go click on, there's a forums button. A full cup is a little bit easier to follow. When you click on forums, it brings up all the different stores. And so you can pick and choose what store you want to look at. And I would highly recommend, if you're planning on doing this, to maybe just start at one store. You know, maybe focus on Target or Walgreens or Safeway. It'll make it a lot easier. You'll get overwhelmed very quickly if you're doing a whole bunch of them. And a lot of stores take what's called printables now. They're printable coupons. They're manufacturer coupons that you can print off of different websites. I put a couple of them, are coupons.com, smartsource.com, and bettycrocker.com. Most of these, you can only print two coupons for each. The only store that doesn't accept printables, which it's hard, is Winco. They don't accept any printable coupons. They only accept the manufacturers out of inserts and papers. But Safeway, Albertsons, Walgreens, Target, they all accept printable coupons. And so that's, I usually go to those places when I'm using those coupons. I have still found, though, that Winco, for most of my normal grocery shopping, is the best place to go. I usually, Safeway, Albertsons, and Walgreens and Target are where I get all of my shampoo, soap, deodorant, snacks. That's the biggest thing I find when I am shopping is snacks. They are so expensive. You know, and my kids are in the granola bars, fruit snacks, goldfish cracker stage. And so it adds up quickly when you have to buy those stuff. So that's what I get at most of these stores, are the snack foods that I have, that they want to have. There's also, you know, the inserts that you get in your New Oregonian. They're usually like P&G, Brand Savers, and they have all the different manufacturer coupons. You can buy specific coupons online. I listed a couple sites. So when there's a good sale going on, usually you get your food day, the paper that comes to your house around Tuesday, that starts Wednesday and goes the following Tuesday. I always look through it, see what deals are $10 for $10, or, you know, what looks good, what's on sale, and I try to match it up with coupons that have come out in the past couple weeks. You can then go to these coupon sites, websites, and look up to see if they have coupons, and you can order them in quantities of 5, 10, 15, however many you want. And it's usually pretty cheap. I can usually get 10, 15, 20 coupons for $4, you know, which what I save after is well worth it. And so I go and I buy coupons online. They mail them to your house. Use your credit card. They mail them to your house, and you end up with all these coupons. So moving into, and I'm going to go specifically into stores, and I'm going to do my best to explain, but once again, it's one of those things you kind of have to get into it and start doing it to really understand what's going on. So Safeway and Albertsons are stores that quote-unquote double coupons. I don't know if you've seen in Safeway in their ads, they have the little, it's a little rectangle box and it says double manufacturer coupons. Well, they'll take a coupon and they'll add 50 cents to it. They'll double it up to 50 cents. So if I had four coupons that I was using at Safeway and I handed them four manufacturer coupons and the double coupon, I would end up getting an extra $2 off of my order. And Albertsons does the same. They don't have an individual double coupon, but they accept Safeways. So, and Thriftways. Yeah, and Thriftway has double coupons too. Oh, Albertsons will take 8? Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. And both stores print off Catalinas, and I brought an example of one. And these are, you may have gotten these, and I never knew what these were until I started on this website, and I thought, oh my, what have I thrown away not knowing what they are? They're coupons, it's money off of your next order. So they're just little machines right by the cash register, and they'll usually hand them right with your receipt. And so, you know, oftentimes I would just throw them away because I didn't bother looking at them. But this one is a deal that I'm working right now, and it's for Glade. It's Glade air fresheners, and I've been getting 2 Glade air fresheners. Yeah, when you buy a certain type of Glade air freshener, you get $4 back on your next shopping order. And so this is what it looks like. It's just a little slip of paper. And so I've been saving these and then using them to buy my groceries at Safeway and buy snacks and milk and everything that I need. And so make sure when you get these that you look and see what they say. I mean, sometimes I get, like, free butter. I don't know what I bought. I don't know why I get it, but it's a coupon that randomly comes out because I bought something that triggered it. So these are Catalinas. They print off at Safeway, Albertsons, Kmart. I don't know about Thriftway.
Walgreens.
Well, Walgreens, they look like this, but they're called Register Rewards, so it's a different name. Looks exactly the same. But these, and the website talks about these. It tells you what deals are going on, the 2 website, what deals are going on that gets you these coupons. And so the other thing that they have is called, they offer cash back programs or so much money off of your order. And typically Safeway and Albertsons does it too, where if you buy or spend a certain amount of money or buy a certain amount of products, you can get a certain amount off of your, either off of that order that you bought that day, or you'll get a coupon to use towards your next order. And so one of the things that I did, I think it was 2 months ago, well, month and a half ago, they were having, if you buy 5 items of cereal, breakfast, granola bar products, you get $5 off of your order off of that shopping trip. Well, they had their granola bars were on sale for $2.49, which I would never spend that much on granola bars. It's too expensive. But I bought 5 boxes of them, and which so they would have been, I think, $12.49. I had 5 $1 coupons. That were manufacturer's coupons, so I gave those to the clerk, and then I also gave them the double coupons that took an extra $2 off because of 50 cents for 4 of them, and then the $5 came off because that was the promotion. If you buy 5 items, you get $5 off. So in the end, I was getting 5 boxes of granola bars for 45 cents total, and so I did that and got 30 boxes of granola bars, and I was handing them out to my parents and my grandma and my, you know, I mean, everybody was getting boxes of granola bars in my family. And we still have a huge tub of granola bars that the kids like to snack on. So, you know, it's things like that where I wouldn't want to spend, you know, the $2.49, but I'll spend 45 cents on 5 of them, you know, and keep doing that. Yeah.
So where did you get the $1 coupons? How did you get so many?
Well, I bought them offline. Mm-hmm. And
how long does that take to get to you?
Like 3 days. Yeah, it doesn't take that long. So, yeah, and then in this particular deal, they actually, the coupons were inside the box. So I'd buy 5 boxes, open up the box, cut out the coupon, take the 5 coupons, buy 5 more boxes, cut out the 5 coupons. So everybody was getting bags of granola bars because I was cutting the boxes apart. But
how did you get so many doubles? Do you buy more papers?
Safeway has a whole stack of them. Every Safeway has a huge stack of their newspapers. I just go in and rip out the coupon and go on with my shopping. So, yeah, I think that was it with those. Walgreens, they allow you to use both manufacturer coupons and store coupons. They have these little coupon books that are in the front of their store as soon as you walk in, and those are store coupons. And so you can use those and combine them with a manufacturer coupon, what comes out in the Sunday paper, what you can buy online. And so you can use those 2 together and end up getting a lot of money off, such as toothpaste. I get so much toothpaste for like a penny or 10 cents for a tube of toothpaste, because usually it's like, you know, it's on sale for $1.99, and you can get a dollar off coupon that's in the insert, and then there may be a dollar off coupon in the Walgreens, you know, in their booklet. So you use those 2 together and you're getting free toothpaste or very cheap toothpaste. I don't spend more than 25 cents for toothpaste. I think I have 8 tubes out in my garage right now that I got for free or less than 25 cents. So, and that's the big thing, is that I haven't spent money on soap, shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, or razors in probably 6 months. And those are the things that add up, you know. Once again, you have to have those. You can't go without washing your hair and soap and things like that. But I also, it's called stockpiling too. When there's a good sale that's going on, I buy a whole bunch of stuff and it's all out in the garage. And that way, you know, when Joe runs out of deodorant or we need shampoo, we run out and grab a bottle and head back upstairs. So that has saved us so much money, because I'd often find myself, we need shampoo or we need deodorant and we need it today, you know, so it's running to Target or Winco or somewhere picking up a bottle, which, you know, it's only $2, but hey, if you can get a whole bunch for free and you don't have to worry about running out and getting it at the last minute, it can save you a lot of money. Target also allows you to use, they have manufacturer and store coupons on Target's website. If you go to target.com and then scroll down to the bottom, there's a place that says coupons that you can click on, and it'll bring up all of their store coupons. Part of the hard part is that a lot of them are super Target coupons, so they also have grocery items, which we don't have any stores around here that have that, so that's too bad, because there's a lot of good deals out there for those. Wilsonville, yeah, if you want to drive out there you go. But you can combine their store coupons with, once again, manufacturer coupons to make your deal even better. Just some terms. If you are looking at the website, if you start looking at it, you often hear referred to as RRs, which are register rewards. Those are these slips of paper that come out in Catalinas, same thing. Rolling, that's when you use your Catalinas or your register rewards to purchase other products, which provide additional Catalinas and register rewards. Like I said, there's a Glade deal I'm doing right now. I had to order more coupons yesterday. I ordered 20 coupons. It was $10 online. And the coupons are buy one scented oil warmer, get one free. They are $5.49 each. So I get two of them, and these are at Safeway right now. It's going on until November 2nd. I get two of those warmers. I hand them my buy one, get one free. So I end up spending $5.49, and then two of these come out. So I get $8 back. So I've spent nothing. I just made, you know, $2.50. Well, I had ordered 11 coupons. I have like $40 of these, and I have once again a whole bag of air fresheners that I have given to, my mom and my sisters come through, and it's just like, help yourself. I don't have enough outlets to plug all these in. My house does have many different smells going on right now. Each room is a different scent. But, you know, it's just things where it's like, you know, I would never spend money on something like that, but yet to buy outright to have in my house, but if I can get it for free and make money off of them, I might as well. And they can make great Christmas gifts for, you know, Joe's a teacher, so parent, or for the parent helpers in his class. Let's see, the big one is it's YMMV, your mileage might vary. And you'll see this, it just means that, hey, I tried this deal. It may or may not work. It kind of depends on your cashier and who you get. It's not often, but once in a while, some store, and it's often where, you know, I found this sale at this store, so, you know, YMMV, it might vary with what's going on at your store. Because even though Target is national, Safeway is a national store, the prices do vary. They are different. And the sales are somewhat the same, but there are regional sales that make it different than what other people have. But it's nice because, you know, here on the West Coast, I have a lot of people on the East Coast that try things out first thing in the morning and let you know how it's going. You know, if there's something that's working or something that's not working. So I probably spend a couple hours a week doing this, looking things up online, looking coupons up, seeing what I can match up with deals are going on. Overage doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a great thing. It's money received toward other items because the coupon value was greater than the item purchased. Once again, the Huggies wipes, the $3 off of two items, they had travel wipes that were $1. And so there were a lot of times where I was getting two packages of travel wipes, and I would have $1 overage. And so I would apply it, and I was buying multiple, like 8 packages of wipes at a time. So when you're doing that, you know, I was getting $4 of overage each time, and I was buying bread, I was buying milk, you know, things that once again, you have to have, but I hate spending money on. So, and then the last one is out of OOP, out of pocket, and it's the cost you pay after coupons. A lot of the things, a lot of the deals that happen, especially if you get Register Rewards or Catalinas, you usually have to spend some money out of pocket to get started. But then once you get it going, if you can keep these rolling or get coupons, then you very usually have very little out of pocket. Another example of Register Rewards at Walgreens. At Safeway, when you can roll the same Catalina toward the same purchase. So I can keep doing the Glade deal over and over again and using the coupon that I get to purchase more Glade products. At Walgreens, you can't do that. You can't use the same Catalina or Register Reward. If I got one from, I was doing a Scrubbing Bubbles cleaner and a Robitussin and Crest deal a couple weeks ago. And so I would buy three boxes of Robitussin, and I think they were like $6 after coupons, and I was getting $10 back on Register Rewards. I would then go over and buy, I think it was like three Scrubbing Bubbles cleaners products and the Crest Pro Health mouthwash, and I would get $10 back on that. And so I was doing it back and forth, and I would take the one coupon from the Crest and the Scrubbing Bubbles and apply it and get the cough syrup, and then I'd get that Register Reward and apply it toward the Scrubbing Bubbles. And there was a lot of running around that week, but by the time it was all said and done, everybody in my family got cleaning supplies, and there's enough cough syrup to cover this side of Tigard. So, and I figured out I originally started off and it was like $10 out of pocket to buy the first set of stuff. But by the time I was done, I figured out it was like $300 worth of cough syrup and cleaning supplies that I didn't pay for that are upstairs in my closet right now. I am running out of space, and my husband doesn't get impressed anymore with my deals that I do. So that he's like, you have to find new ways to impress me. So I'm now trying to find a way to get the Chronicles of Narnia movie for free. So yeah, so I don't know if I can do that, but it is a job. I do spend time on it, and it is something that I work really hard at, because we're single income, my husband's a teacher, so we don't have an excess amount, and so anything that I can do to help him and help save money is, it's what we're supposed to do as wives, is support our husbands and, just try to make things easy for them, and so they don't have to worry about money and stuff like that. So he never worries about it, he just assumes whatever I'm doing we'll get good deals on. So, I don't know, Mom, do you have anything to add? I mean, you're involved with this a lot of times, so.
Did we pay you to do it for us?
The hard part is it is hard, because especially when there's really good deals, it is taking my kids, from store to store, and I've had to let a lot go, and just say, there's just deals I don't do because I can't. They don't have the patience, and I don't have the time to do it. So once they're in school, we're going to need to build like a third garage. But, it's interesting to see what other people have done online and what they get. It's amazing. It's amazing what's out there and what deals are out there that you can get if you, if you really look for it. So
I think it does just take.
It takes time.
One of my favorite deals was a cereal deal, thankfully. We were getting boxes of cereal, Light. We still have it.
I know, we still have a couple boxes. We were getting for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 50 cents for like three or four boxes, so.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, they come around all the time. I mean, it's like it's constant. I mean, there'll be a week break, and then Safeway has a new deal coming on, and it got to the point where it's like, I'm gonna skip this one. I don't even want to get involved with this one. But they had something this summer where it was buy $25 worth of specific products, and there's always a list out there. You just have to find it online. There's always a list of what products are qualifying, and you get $20 off of your order. So I was spending $25, and I was getting, I have enough gum to last forever, but I was getting gum for free, and I was getting meat. I got like all these little tiny clearance packs of meat. They were working, and I was spending like $5 out of pocket to get, I just finished the meat, and this was in July, and I had steaks and roasts and everything in our freezer to the point that I didn't have any room. I think I still have 10 packages of hot dogs that I got for free. You know, so it's just, it lunch meat. I mean, there's just a lot out there that it makes me frustrated that I didn't do this earlier, because it's like what I missed out on, you know, years before when I actually had the time to do all this and to run around without kids. There's a lot out there, but there'll be more to come. There's always deals out there, so.
Yeah, I just, when the girls were young, my friend, she had the safety. Symbols from all the boxes and then turned them into rebates.
Uh-huh.
So she was collecting from us empty cereal boxes, and all these boxes were cutting it out. It's so much easier now to see them online.
Well, yeah, now they just give these to you instead. And you can get multiples. You know, it's usually not just limited to one per household.
Can you go in and use 10 of those at once?
Yeah, I have, yeah. It just depends. It depends on what Walgreens you go to. That's a
start at Walgreens.
Yeah, I would recommend starting at like Safeway or Target. It's a little bit easier. And realize, you know what? 9 times out of 10, you'll have no problems. Everything will go fine. Then there'll be that 10th time where you run into a cashier who, for some reason, you know, only one coupon per purchase, or let me call the manager over, you know. And so there's just, you have to realize that sometimes it's not always going to work, and it's, the computer has a glitch and it doesn't print off your, you know, your coupon like you're supposed to have. And, you know, so there's times that it doesn't always work, but most of the time I've had very little problems now as I've gotten more into it. In the beginning there were times where it's like, oh, this didn't work. And a lot of it is cashier training. You know, a lot of them don't know all the coupon rules, and even the store, and a lot of them don't know their own deals going on in the store. A lot of store managers have no clue what promotion is going on, because there's a huge binder, and they'll thumb through it to figure out what week are they on and what's going on. And I go to ask, you know, what deals are there? I don't know. You know, so they don't know. So that's, just keep in mind, it's not always going to go smooth, but most of the time it does, so.
Walgreens doesn't put their prices. Oftentimes they don't put their deals. You can't tell. You have to have your app in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, do you ever do the rebate?
You know,
have you ever done that? I went to Rite Aid yesterday, and
The free after rebates.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I do those if it's stuff that I need. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I went to Rite Aid yesterday, and it was the second day of the ad, so mm-hmm. to Marie and. I went to an off-peak Rite Aid,
mm-hmm.
and I got probably close to $100 worth of cold medicine, so for children and adults,
mm-hmm.
chapstick and
mm-hmm.
you know, all the stuff
that you're going to need.
All
yeah.
that stuff when we had colds, but you know, now
mm-hmm.
it's $100 worth. And all you have to do is go online and mm-hmm. type in your information mm-hmm. from your receipt and
Yeah, and Rite Aid and Walgreens both have those where you can just go online and enter your rebates. The only thing I like those, but they're usually limited to one per household or one item. And so that's the hard part is that, yeah, and it's one time. Whereas the other deals, you can, I hit every Safeway in the area or Walgreens, you know, several times a day, and it's just whatever they have in stock. So, yeah, and at Walgreens, you can choose to have your rebates put back on a gift card. And if you do that, you get an extra 10% back. They send you an extra 10%. So I usually just keep using the gift card over and over again and pay for my stuff and then submit my rebates and get more money added onto the card. And, yeah, it's great fun.
When you were talking about stockpiling, I'm thinking here, I do the same thing. And what I do at the end of the year or about December is I have this giant box of toothpaste or toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So I just take all of those to the good neighbor house. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever, if my church, you know, if the church mm-hmm. is doing something, then I have all this stuff, cold medicine or whatever, mm-hmm. off some weird things, and I just give them all away.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've at least done something worth the effort.
Yeah. 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 And like I said, I mean, a lot of my stuff, I give a lot of stuff to my family. You know, they get a lot of free stuff from me. So. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Any other questions?
Do you want your rent rate going to gas and the amount in your car is worth the deal?
Yeah, because I mean. The Safeways that I hit, I mean, there's one, you know, they're all within like a 2-mile radius. There's three within a 2-mile radius of my house. So it's really, yeah, with how much I've saved, and my car only fill up once a week. So, you know, it's not, yeah.
Do
Yeah, so it's definitely, once again, I still do most of my shopping at Winco. My grocery bill there is usually like $50 a week. Yeah, and Safeway has their gas where if you spend $100, you get 10 cents off of their price of gas up there. Safeway, up on Murray right here, they have a gas station. Yeah, it's right here. When you come for church sometime, fill up. Yeah. And that's before coupons. So any coupons that you use, that counts towards your purchase. So you are not spending anything, but you're getting gas. Now I get like 20 cents off of my gallon. We only really fill up at Safeway because I usually always have credits that I have to use. So, yeah. So it's great fun. It does take time. You have to spend some time reading, seeing what people say, and even going and just trying it out here and there just kind of see how it works. And then once you really get into it, it gets easier and you can pick it up a lot faster. So I haven't had a chance to look at this week's paper, but I know one deal that's going on right now starting tomorrow at Safeway is they have their Kellogg's boxes of cereal, Frosted Mini Wheats, for $2.22, which online you can get a coupon for $1 off of Frosted Mini Wheats. It's at smartsource.com. I think there's four. I think they have four different coupons you can print, and you can print each one twice. You can get eight coupons. So you get, and then you use the double coupons. So what I'm going to do is starting tomorrow, I'm going to buy three boxes because they also have a deal that if you buy three boxes of Frosted Mini Wheats, you get a $3 coupon back on your next, for your next purchase. So originally I'll buy three boxes, take $1.50 off of each one, so it'll be, 75 cents for a box of cereal. The next time around when I go, I'll use the three $1 coupons, the double coupon, so that's 50 cents, that's $1.50, and then the $3 coupon that I'll get from the previous purchase. So I'll end up getting $2.50 off of each box. It's only $2.22 a box. Yeah, so I'll have 30 cents extra to play with. So, yeah. It is. It's a game. It is just a huge game. We did. Well, the kids love them because it's like strawberry and blueberry. It's all the different flavors, and it's cereal. It lasts, forever. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's my deal for next week.
I took my neighbor, which is funny, she lived like in a $900 house. She thought I was some crazy person, and I talked about this. And I took her grocery shopping the other day, like 2 weeks ago, because they're going to be vested this time soon. They're just, what are we going to do, So I'm telling her all this stuff, and just one suggestion, if you're totally a newbie, because even I'm not, and you're kind of, it's a lot. One suggestion I have is that I take all the Tuesday papers, all the ads, and I just sit down and I look at them all at the same time kind of thing. I'm not going to go to every store, but my choice is, even over Winco, is I just go to Albertsons, and I buy what's on sale this week with all the other people's coupons. Mm-hmm. So I take First Way, even Fred Meyer, which is farther away from me, and I take all those and I go to Albertsons. That's kind of a good first step if you're learning this whole process. It's not, before buying them online and all that. It's just, then you'll see at the bottom of your receipt, you save $35. I mean, she flipped out. She's like, I saved 50% of money, blah, blah. And what I even did when I was teaching my husband this concept is I made him put that money in a jar. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of 6 months, we had enough money to go on a vacation. Because I was just saying, you make fun of me for cutting up the brunch, blah, 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 So I just made my point, and I suggested to do the same to her. So then you see what's going on here. You just threw away $35 by not spending 20 minutes and cooking your coupon. Threw away.
I just paid, $7.99 or $6.99 for two boxes of cereal at Costco.
$7. Yeah, I try not to spend more than a dollar on cereal, and even that's hard. The hard part is when you buy something, it's like, I have to pay full price for that. Even if it's at Winco, it's really hard sometimes. So, I mean, there's certain things that I know I will not pay more than like 50 cents for shampoo. I won't pay more than a quarter for toothpaste. I just won't. But I don't need to at that point. So I have enough saved up. So.
Are they delivered?
Well, it's the Oregonian paper. Oh, wait, the food day?
All your Oregonian distribution.
It should be free on Tuesday.
Even if you don't get the paper, you should just get it delivered at home.
Yeah. Can we get thrown in your driveway on Tuesday?
And then you keep it all.
You open it up and all of the
See, I love Tuesday. It's so exciting to open the paper and look. Woohoo!
Yeah. No.
How does
Winco work? Like, does the manufacturer keep on, and where do you get those if they're not printables?
Inserts? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or one or more from these places you can go in. Like, if there's a really good... Well, like, a perfect example is they just had in one of the inserts on Sunday was you could get a free loaf of Sara Lee bread. Mm-hmm. Well, any coupon, it was a manufactured coupon, any coupon that is in that Smart Source or Red Plum or anything, you can go and buy more of them. Mm-hmm. So Nancy went and bought like 10 free loaves of bread coupons for $1 or $2.
Yeah, and I was handing out
coupon.
It's not printable.
No, these are the manufacturers.
Seriously, you should see this lady who's part of Coupon Clipper. You should see her little family of like... This person clips coupons A through Z. I mean, it's just funny to see their setup. I don't know where they get their coupons from.
I think they buy lots of paper.
Yeah.
So if they're really good coupons, like we just got, every time you go through, like there's always ones that are free cat treats. Well, you can go and for $2 order 10 free cat treat coupons, and then you're getting, you don't get a cat, but...
Yeah.
But there are things like that are different.
A couple weeks ago, a month ago, there was a $2.25 off Electrosol dish soap. That comes out, I think that's every 6 weeks that coupon comes out. I stopped looking for it because I now have, I think, 15 boxes of soap in my garage that I paid 9 cents a box for. But it comes out every 6 weeks. The same coupons come out all the time. I mean, it's a cycle. And so you just keep looking for it. And when I see that in the newspaper, I would go online that Sunday and order, 10 coupons. Because they're usually good for a month. And sometime in a month, they're going to go on sale for like $3, $4, $5 or $2.50 at some store at Target or somewhere. And you're going to get cheap soap somewhere. So, it's that planning ahead and knowing, okay, I know something's going to come online. Another one is the Scott brand. They have a dollar off of their toilet paper. That comes out like every 6 weeks. I have 10 coupons right now that I'm sitting on because Albertsons about every 6 weeks does their toilet paper 10 for $10 for that brand. And so I get free toilet paper whenever that comes out. And so when those coupons come out, I try to buy them and hold on to them and just know, okay, the sale's going to come up. I have to be patient and just hold on to them and get it when it comes around. So
you have a coupon holder that has different...
I did have a coupon holder. It keeps falling apart. I mean, because I go through it so many times that I finally just given up, and I just keep all my inserts in in a box that are labeled. And then I go through, and whatever's on sale, I find the insert that it's in and cut the coupon and put it together in my pile that I'm going to take to the store.
Maybe that's a good idea for, like, beginners.
Yeah, you can go to Dollar Tree and get a coupon organizer for $1.
You take your coupons on Sunday, and you put them, like, under meat or under, laundry, so whatever. It's a category. It has a category. Yeah, you get them at the dollar store. And then what I do is I take all the ones that are going to expire this month and I put them up front.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to the store or when I look at my coupon, advertisements, you can see what's on sale. Then you go to your meat department there and, boom, I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got one and then you get it for free.
Yeah.
I have a huge amount of cereal or categorizing it, then you can look it up and
Yeah, with how much prices are going up, it's amazing the deals you can get out there. I mean, it still shocks every time. And the manufacturers know what's going on, because they keep putting the coupons out, they keep doing this, so they know that there are people taking advantage of it. But there's enough people, I think, that aren't that they don't care.
The amount of coupons that go unused,
it is, yeah.
They don't get used, and the rest don't.
Yeah. So, and I, obviously I, my website is the website to register for kids. So I would be happy, if you have any questions or you think of anything later on.
First thing you go through in a week, that's a good question.
It all depends on what's going on that week. You know, like, this is a really busy week for me, so probably, and I know right now, you know, Walgreens is having their cold syrup sale, and you can go, I think it's to Robitussin.com and print off a $2 coupon. Their cough syrup is on sale for $3.99. If you take the $2 off, it's $1.99. If you buy 3 bottles of Robitussin syrup, what's that, $6, you get a $10 register reward back. So you've just gotten everything you spent and a little extra back.
They don't know the $10, because I was anywhere, you don't know when online.
And it's also in the paper.
How do you know that you got the $10 off the register? It's in their weekly paper
that they put out. Yeah, in the Walgreens paper, it says, right, it'll say, it's usually in yellow, and it'll say, you know, buy 3 at $3.99 and get $10 back on your next shopping purchase.
In some ways, you can get over the fact that you may be buying something you don't necessarily need.
Yeah, well, right now. I mean, because, like, I know that cold season's coming. Joe's going to get a cold. He's a teacher. Happens from, like, November till March that he has a cold. So I know we're going to use it. I gave 2 bottles. I made my parents take 2 bottles. You know, I gave a couple to my sister and brother-in-law. I gave a couple to Joe's parents. I gave a couple to, you know, his brother. It's just, I mean, you know, you're going to use it. If you use cough syrup, you're going to use it because you're going to get a cold. It happens. So you might as well get it as cheap as you can or for free and get money back if you have to buy it. So exactly. Yeah, at midnight, running out to go buy cough syrup or cold syrup for you or your husband or whatever. So.
Do you ever need to go to Costco?
We don't shop at Costco.
You don't.
We don't. We get toilet paper once in a while. We get paper towels once in a while. We rarely shop at Costco because we can't get out of there without spending more money than we, okay, things that we really need. So, yeah, we go there for pictures.
Samples?
We do, yeah. I do often drag Joe there to see what's going on. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I don't do Costco a whole lot. We don't need the huge amount of stuff. Most of the stuff I can get at Winco. So, another thing I want to mention just real quick, I was just thinking of it. Winco mentioned their bulk foods, their spices section. Hopefully when you run out of spices, you don't throw your jar out. Save your jar and go get the spices at Winco. I think I refilled, I wrote it down and now I don't know where I wrote it down. But, oh yeah, I refilled 8 bottles of spices for $2.23. Yeah, I mean, that's usually the cost of 1 bottle. So save your bottles of spices and refill them if you don't already.
Or you can buy their little bottles.
Exactly, you can buy. They have little bottles there and fill them up with their spices. It's way cheaper than buying. I had that happen too. The guy put on there and he was like, all right, it was chili flakes or something. I just had just a little bit and he was like, all right, I think that the packaging weighed more than. Yeah, I got chili flakes for free. So, Katie.
I have another question. So, yeah. For you and Lisa. I'm really trying to not have to drive the window, but so you take your Tuesday papers and you take it out and you take all the coupons from all the Safeway.
Albertsons accepts.
I don't come either. I don't like driving over there. Mm. I've only been there once. I'm coming. You know, but what I do is I leave my thing
first. Yeah. Before you put your food down.
And your Albertsons card.
I take all the coupons, and if this week it's Safeway or if it's Albertsons, if there are other store coupons.
See, I'm only buying stuff. I'm only buying like fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff because I've stockpiled. I've gotten my, you know, like Albertsons does the 10 for 10 or whatever. Yeah. I buy 10, maybe I buy 20. I don't know, whatever that good deal is with the coupons I have. I don't have to go, you know, when people say, oh, Albertsons doesn't have good prices, they have great prices on sale. At every store.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you buy that. So everybody else's coupon, they don't take it. You know, they never have done that. I've done that one time. But I saw just recently, and the question is, and they used to have a limit and say you could only use 8 coupons or something or 12 or whatever the number was. I think they recognize me, so they probably just do it anyhow. But I just think that I saw on Albertsons flyer that they would accept as many. Looking this week at this Tuesday, the back page, I saw something that said you know, we'll accept the city coupon that you have or something. I think they've changed their rules. And every time I go to Safeway, I always make a polite comment. Wish you would take everybody's coupons like Albertson said. I always bring that up. I think if everybody did that, Persist, they would be taking everybody's coupons. But nobody else, you know, we accept how it goes. And I would do a lot more of my shopping.
Winco will be the same. I think that it's only a matter of time until they start accepting $10
you dollar.
Well,
yeah.
You just watch the ads and they use coupons. Generally never spend more than $20 there, and I've saved like,
you just have to kind of get in the groove.
Yeah.
Get your stockpile up. And then, you know, like I buy meat only when it's really cheap. You know, my Hillary called me. She goes, oh, no, Hillary. She called me the other day. It's Brooklyn's having their meat sales at Verde de Fox. Boom. I call my mom. We go over. We buy gigantic things of meat for, you know, $2.99 a pound for a steak. Okay, and they even will cut it up for you. So we can figure out what's going on. Then I take those and I actually go that step and use a free thing like that. But I use my freezer. I have a giant freezer. I know, but I decided to learn. Her freezer is more advanced than I am.
Oh, no, not really.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Casey?
If it doesn't work, when you go up to the register and I have them, call the manager, do you just
It depends on what it is. You know, if I clearly know that I am in the right, then I will fight for it. It depends on what it is, because I don't want to burn a bridge. You know, it's not worth it to me. And oftentimes it's just like, all right, I'll just go down to the Safeway down the street and try it again a different place, you know. Trying to think.
Then buy it. Okay, then I don't want it.
Well, like the air fresheners, there was another one going on a while back, and I did it, and I didn't get what I thought was going to get. And so I asked her to re-ring it again, because the machine was doing something funny, and it still didn't work. And I said, okay, I paid for it, went to customer service, told them what was going on. They're like, yeah, that deal is not working anymore. I said, okay, I just want to return them then. And I did. I returned them and got my money back. And, you know, so, yeah, you do have to realize that it's not going to work all the time. And do you really need it? If you really need it, then I get it anyways. If I don't and I'm just trying to make money off of it, then forget it. It's not worth it. So.
That's for sure. They're at that because of this whole thing that's going on. They don't put their ads down so that people will take all the coupons.
I don't go to Thriftway a whole lot, so...
I go to Thriftway when I'm driving by the store or whatever. But they have, and I understand their point of view, if they don't want people coming and taking 6 ads for 99-cent milk. So I try to honor that. I try to say...
It would solve their problem if they had a card, then they could limit it. Well, yeah.
And they say one per family, so I try to honor that.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay.